Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
National Cotton Council reading of this language is that that could certainly include textile mills or manufacturers as well as other end users or ag processors. However, it does not encompass or thing to authorize support for merchandisers, which is the other part of the National Cotton Council's comprehensive set of recommendations that we think is needed in this next COVID package.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The bills also cover support for small businesses through an expanded and increased funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as some other lending programs. And it also includes various tax credits, tax provisions for businesses, including legislation by Senator Graham that would try to help reshore and rebuild the U.S. domestic supply chain for the production of PPE and other critical healthcare products, including a number of textile provisions.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These negotiations are expected to continue for at least the next 2 weeks to try to arrive at a final bipartisan package that can be approved by the House and Senate and sent to the President as soon as possible. National Cotton Council is continuing to work with our allies and advocates in Congress to try to broaden the language for agriculture, to try to make sure that we can work with USDA going forward to get support for all segments of the cotton industry that are in need, producers, merchandisers, and our textile manufacturers.